It's okay. I haven't done this in so long. I was just enjoying the music. Lisa said, get over here, Dad. Isn't God good? All the time. God is good. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, glad you're in God's house. Don't see you here all throughout next year. Tell them. I mean, how much God loves you. Can you even fathom God's love? Let's sing that again, that chorus there, together. What did they say? Let's sing it together.
I
something going on up here, trying to, whatever it is, making noise, trying to stop it. Y'all hear it? Okay. There's something left on somewhere. All right, ready? Number set, number five, where there is smoke, there's air pollution. I know. I debated whether to do this or not because I figured y'all might not be as smart as a fifth grader. Ready? If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. I'm going downhill, y'all. Y'all got to help me out a little bit. Alright, yeah, way downhill. Alright, number three. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and... You have to blow your nose. I didn't write this, y'all. I found it, okay? Number two, a penny saved is... Not much. One more. I promise you this is it. If you lie down with dogs, you will stink in the morning. Alright, never mind. Just forget I even had this up here. I know y'all can't forget. This sort of things you can't unsee, but this was as smart as a fifth grader. Alright. So now, I know. So let me just tell you a story. I had my wife down on her hands and knees last night begging me. She said, be quiet, Stephen. Let me finish it. All right. Well, here you go. I had my wife down on her knees begging me last night. She said, get out from under this table and fight like a man. There, I got it out for Stephen then. All right. So now, today's sermon is, I love you, Stephen, you know I'm playing with you, kind of. Ready? Climb out from under this table and fight like a scratch out man, fight like a Christian soldier. Climb out from under the table and fight like a Christian soldier. All right, now you say, where are we getting this from? Well, we're going to read it right here so you can get your Bible if you want to. Judges 1, verse 1. Judges 1. Verse 1. I've preached on this so many times over the years. I've preached it at men's conferences, but never like today. Today is a different one. This is the one the Lord, I was sitting there looking, I was working something entirely different, working for the book of Joshua, and this popped up on my alarm and said, be sure to preach this the last Sunday of the year. And so I said, I don't know why that was going on, if that was an angel from heaven, because I don't remember even putting it in my thing. So I said, okay, Lord, so here it goes. Ready? Let's do this together. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Judah said unto Simeon his brother, come up with me into this lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites. I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him, and Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites, the Perizzites, into their hands. And they slew them in Bezek 10,000 men. They found Adonibezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled. They pursued after him, caught him, cut off his thumbs, cut off his toes. Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gather their meat under my table. Remember, get out from under the table, as I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Search forth your hands this way. God, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for all that you do for us, God. I thank you, God, that this is going to be an awesome year. Lord, I see it as a year of realignment, Lord. And I ask you right now, Lord, to help us realign and help us to test spirits in this new year, to test things that are coming at us, because it's coming so fast. Sometimes it's so hard to even see what's coming our way. and help us to judge it in the proper way. I thank you, God, for all that you do, all that you say, and I thank you, God, that nothing is impossible for you. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and to anoint in a very, very, very powerful way, and we give this service to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said,
amen,
amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So here we go. The plan. How many knows that God has a plan? He's not taken by surprise by what's going on now. He's not taking sides with the Democrats. He's not taking sides with the Republicans. He's wanting everybody to take sides with him. Amen? God's got a plan. Somebody say, God's got a plan.
God's got a plan.
No, God's got a plan, but each person has the opportunity to be part of that plan. Look at us and say, you're part of that plan. Next person say, you're part of that plan too. Amen? So God has placed potential in each of us. Amen? But not only has God got a plan, I'm going to take this kind of quick, and then I'm going to drop the plow. You'll never know when I'm dropping the plow. Satan has a counter plan. Whatever God does, Satan counteracts it. So whatever God's got you doing, know this, that Satan has a counteractive plan. He's got something to slow you down, to keep you from doing what God's got you doing, to keep your eyes covered with scales. I'm here to tell you something, though. Satan cannot see all. Satan does not know all. But what he does know is he marks our potential. But matter of fact, he's not attacking you. He's attacking your potential. Not only is he attacking your potential, he's attacking the anointing on your life. Because he knows if he can attack your potential, if he can attack your anointing, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to go down in flames. So it's very, very, very important that you listen closely right now. Listen very closely. Ready? Here it goes. God wants us positioned for victory. In 2024, a year of realignment, a year of new hope, a year of being fresh and understanding. He wants us to be positioned for victory. And his victory, he's got us positioned on four sides. First, he's got us positioned, I'll get to it in a minute, he's got us positioned spiritually. Not only does he have us positioned spiritually, he has us positioned mentally and physically and financially. So now, God's got us, y'all said it with me, spiritual, mental, physical, financial. All right, let's get ready to go now. Let's get ready to drop that plow down. How many here feel like that right now? How many has gone through 2023 and you feel like this, you laying down on the mat? You ain't got to raise your hand. You have not got to say that was me, but I could feel it as I spoke it. Ready? Satan knows if he can shut us down in any one of these four areas. Listen carefully. Any one of these four areas, then he's got your potential has been drastically, dramatically reduced. He can, so here's what happens. If he can hit you and reduce your potential spiritually, he hinders your ability to act in Christ and to act for Christ. If he can touch you mentally, he can hinder your ability to think of what God's doing in your life and what he wants you to do for others. If he can attack you physically, then he can hinder your ability to participate in what God's doing. And if he can hinder you financially, he can hinder your ability to invest in the kingdom. So now let's get into the story. Ready? We're getting ready to go. I told you, he's a bad dude. Don Abizak was a bad, bad, bad dude. In his day and time, he was a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Why do you say King of Kings and Lord of Lords? It's because in all the kingdoms there was little kings and there was a big king. The little kings were kings and they were lords, but the big king was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Adonibezek, he had that position and he wanted to keep that position. So in order to keep that position, he attacked all the little kings. He attacked all those that were subservient to him. He attacked them. And not only did he attack them, he took away their potential to make war. Some of you in here right now, Some people you may know, Satan has attacked and he has removed potential in your life. But today, God's telling you to take that potential back. To get back up from what's going on. So here we go. Get ready. Joshua was dead. The Lord said, let Judah lead. Judah is praise. So let Judah lead the way. But if it's just praise, we can blow it. Come on now. Don't shout me down. If only those praise our way, it can shut us down. Because in this world, there's a whole lot of praising going on. But is there a whole lot of knowing what God is doing going on? So he said, I need Simeon. I just don't need to praise my way. I need Simeon so I can hear intellectually from God. I can know what God's doing. I can get direction from God. So praise leads the way, but Simeon does the directing. So here is, they're taking in the promised land. They're going a little further. And Adonibezek, he came upon this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name really means Lord Lightning. Lord Lightning, just like other names in the Old Testament, Lord Lightning is an acquired name. It describes his method of warfare. His chief weapon of warfare was ambush. That's how he took out 70, not just 70 kings, 70 kingdoms. So let me just tell you something. When Satan attacks you, he's not just attacking you. You are not only the one attacking, but he's also attacking your kingdom. Those around you, those that depend on you, those that love you, those that need your guidance and leadership, those that trust you. And so when Adonibezek attacks, he doesn't just take you down. It's like a domino effect. It's like a bowling pin when they got a whole strike. That's what happens. That's what he did. He had attacked 70 kings and got 70 kingdoms, which made him stronger and more powerful. And so it's one thing to win the battle, but then he sealed it. He made sure once he got them down, they'd stay down. Some of y'all in here have felt the attacks of Satan over your lives, especially this last year with all this craziness going on. And Satan wants to do his best not only to get you down, but to keep you down. So here's how he sealed this defeat. He does things that just seals the deal. Y'all ready? It sounds like he's just pure mean. He was mean, but it wasn't just him being mean. He was very sly. So the Bible tells us first, when he went into a kingdom, the first thing he did after he would dethrone the king. Y'all say the throne. Some of y'all in here, somebody you may be looking up to, got dethroned. And because they got dethroned, here's what happened. The best way to destroy the kingdom is to attack the king. If you're a leader in any way whatsoever, any form, any fashion, if you're a leader today, watch out. Because Satan knows if he can take you out, he can pretty well take the rest of them out with him. So when you attack a king, first his authority is attacked. Here's a man that's used to living a life of luxury and people doing what he said and went when they went, whatever. Now, but see, it's not good enough just to catch a foot soldier, a common man, because they had no authority. They had to answer to the king. So instead of working his way up, he worked his way down. That's how Satan does our lives. That's how Satan does your home. That's how Satan does your work, your life. He starts from the top and works his way down. So just remember, all those that are under you, whatever it may be, Satan is watching you. Because if he can take you down, if he can dethrone you, wow. So, he ruined their potential to fulfill their call. All possibilities were removed at once. Then he would take them and he would strip the king, strip them bare. And he would chain them. And he would ride them through their kingdom and ride them all the way to his kingdom and ride them in stripped, bare, with chains and shackles and no crown, because the king, he had the Lord Lightning would have their crown on his horse. Or so I walk in front of him and hold that crown up and say that he took it. And look at this man stripped, naked, bare, in chains. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen. Anybody here has got a leadership position whatsoever for the enemy to take us down like that. So he drove him back to his kingdom. But then Abishai took him back to his kingdom. And that weren't good enough. After he dethroned them, next, he disarmed them. Y'all say disarm.
Disarm.
How did he disarm them? He cut off their thumbs. And what's that got to do with anything? In order for you to grip something effectively, you need thumbs. That thumb is very important to you. That thumb is a very powerful, powerful thing. I've seen people that actually lost other parts of their hand, and they would either take parts of their body and make them a thumb, because a thumb is so, so important. I've even seen a doctor take a toe and put it in the thumb, because you got to have a thumb to get a grip. So he's attacking their grip. So now he's removing their potential to aggressively hold a sword, to hold a bow, to come after him in any way. So he removed their potential to fight back. Keep on going. We're getting ready. This is kind of fast. We're getting ready to drop that plow. The next thing he would do is he would disable them. Y'all say disable. He cut off their big toes. Why did he cut off their big toes? Because their balance would be attacked. The big toe placed on the foot was to allow us to have balance. Back in the day, when there were slaves of any type, if the slave would run or somebody would run that was being held subservient to somebody else, they would chop off their big toe or they would chop off their toes so they would have no balance and they could not run. So it's important he removed their potential to stand and fight. So it was taken away. Now, get ready. Now he would debase them. Y'all say debased.
Debased.
Now he made them gather their meat under his table. Under the table back in that day is where the dogs stayed. And the dogs were kind of what you could say was your cleaning service. If you wanted to keep your hands clean while you're eating and didn't know anything about germs, you could take it, you could hold it, whatever food it was or trash or whatever you got, and you hold it down, and the dogs would lick your hands. They would first take your phone if you wanted your hand clean, because there weren't a whole lot of, they used bread to clean your hands. They would take the bread and throw down there the crumbs. Remember Jesus? They threw the crumbs for the dogs. Or they put their hand down there and say, go ahead and lick it, Fido. It was Fido cleaning service. So now, these guys were chained under the table where the dogs were kept. The dogs were allowed to run freely, but not the kings. Now their integrity is attacked. He's doing now everything he can to humiliate these people and to remove their potential to have any self-respect. They were used to feasting the best of everything, and now they're gathered under the table whatever anybody wanted to chuck down to them. Now say, let the plow down, Pastor. Let the plow down. Y'all say it again, I couldn't hear you. Let the plow down. Okay, so now if it takes me another hour, y'all say let the plow down. Ready? There's another Lord Lightning on the prowl. Matter of fact, he followed you here today. If you allow him, he will get in your car and ride home with you. Not only to ride home with you, if you're not careful, he'll drive. 1 Peter 5:8 says, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and like nothing better than to catch you napping. The King James Version says the devil is a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. This is broke down in a whole lot better way. Keep that cool head, stay alert, because the devil is waiting. And he'll follow you for days, weeks, months, waiting until he's broke you down enough to take you out. So here we go. This is the symbol of warfare. Get ready. We're going to give you some scriptures right here for a minute. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The NLT says, put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies. We can already talk about the strategies of the devil. The Amplified Version says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully stand against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. What I'm getting ready to tell you right now could happen to any one of us. Matter of fact, it may have already happened to you before, and you got back up. And so you can't let it happen again. Ready? The very first thing Satan wants to do is he wants to defame us. How many knows the Bible says that we are kings and priests? Matter of fact, you're kings and priests now. Not just in the time to come, but now. We can't see it. We don't understand it. It's kind of hard to comprehend it. But right now, God's doing something special with each one of us. And so the enemy wants to remove our potential to operate in the realm of power and authority that God has given us to deal a deadly blow to Satan. He wants to remove our potential to fulfill our call. All possibilities removed at once. The Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 17, we are heirs and joint heirs. I mean, everything that was handed down to Christ, we participate in it too. It's a very, very, very powerful, powerful thing. So number one, you want to see the throne, y'all say the throne.
The throne.
Number two, he wants to disarm us. Y'all say disarm.
Disarm.
He wants to cut off your spiritual thumb. Now, how's he going to cut off your spiritual thumb? What does he want to do? What's he trying to do? He's removing your potential to grasp the sword of the Word. He doesn't want you knowing what the Word of God says. Go by the latest feeling. Go by whatever the latest fad is. You better know what the Word says. There's so many experienced people around. They don't understand when the experience wears out, how to stand. Amen? 2 Timothy 3:16. Y'all read this with me. Just look at it. I'll read it. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together, shaped up for the task that God has for us. You got a choice. Right now, and in the year to come, you can be feeling-based, experience-based, or you can face this year faith-based. Faith-based is different because faith-based says whatever comes my way, God's going to help me handle it. So next he wants to disarm you. Now here it goes. Say it again. We're going to do it again. Ready? Say this word. He wants to disable you. Say disable.
Disable.
Now, what does disable mean? He wants to cut off your big toes. I've seen some of your big toes. You could cut off a little bit and you still wouldn't notice it. Well, come on, see if y'all listening. He wants to attack your balance. Wow. Matter of fact, if I could say a theme for this year coming up, 2024, is the year of balance. If we don't have balance with all the stuff is happening so fast. The weather changes as fast as the news, and the news changes as fast as the weather. You got to watch it. Satan wants to remove your potential to stand and fight. Too many are overboard. They shout today. Shout today and pout tomorrow. When I see somebody that shouts today and pouts tomorrow, they go to church and get all hyped up, and then if you see them later on, they're all torn to pieces. It's because they've had a big toe amputation. They have no balance in their life. Having done all to stand. Let me read the scriptures for you. But getting ready to get closing. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. Therefore put on the complete armor of God so that you'll be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger. And having done everything that a crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground. Amen. And then, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, is in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. There it goes. And then finally, he wants to debase you. How many of y'all see these pictures where the kitten's looking in the mirror and sees a lion? Look at this. The lion's looking in the mirror and sees a kitten. Notice the difference. The kitten looking in the mirror seeing a lion is showing how big they are on the inside. A lion, the king of the beast, all power, all authority. But once Satan debases him, he's like a little kitten. Anybody feel that way? Y'all say debase. Debase. Gather the men under the table. He wants to take away your authority, take away your grip, take away your balance, and then he wants to attack your integrity. He wants to humiliate you. He wants to remove your potential to have self-respect and your will to resist what Satan is doing. How many ladies heard this? You're nothing. You're nobody. You'll never get back up. You'll never be where you used to be. You'll never be able to stand again. Nobody cares about you. Nobody will listen to you. How many's heard any of that lately? You ain't got to raise your hand. But if you've heard that, that's Satan, Lord Lightning, doing his best to ambush you. He tells you when you can be blessed. And tells you when you can act like God's got you. Amen? I want you to see something. Y'all look at it. See it change? Now the kitten is looking like a lion. Here we go. Now we got something going on. Let's read these scriptures. In fact, even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You're more valuable than many sparrows. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. When God counts the hairs on our head, he'll say, well, you got 1,000,075, and you got 75. But instead, it means, he says that's number one, that's number three, that's number 10, that's number million, that's number 100,000. He knows every hair by number on your head. That's powerful. Not even says, aren't you more valuable than the sparrows? It says there in the earlier verse, that not even a sparrow, which is worth 2 farthings, 2 cents, it hits the ground and God knows about it when it dies. You know that God has been to every sparrow's funeral since the beginning of time? Very, very powerful. Psalm 139, 13 and 14, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearful. wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Let the lion come up back in you. Not only this, but you bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Wow. That is so, so awesome. So here's our strategy. When Lord Lightning strikes, when he comes in like a flood, here's God's strategy. They went after him and took him down because they knew what he did. Watch this. Recognize the enemy. Satan ain't your friend. When you're feeling that in your mind, don't read the word. Oh, you can't trust the word. The word was written by men. He's taking away your thumb. If he tells you, well, it's okay. You don't have to read all that stuff. Just go ahead and shout, have a good time. Be careful. He's taking away your big toe. Recognize the enemy. Satan seeks to destroy your potential. Not just you, your potential. Recognize the attack. The attack is any situation used or ordered by Satan to sabotage your assignment from God. Wow. That makes it look a little different, don't it? Any situation used or ordered by Satan to sabotage your assignment from God. Also recognize you must be the aggressor. Don't wait for the battle to come to you. Matthew 16:18 says, that said to you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. There are Peter. You're Peter. You're the rock. The little rock. And upon this rock, Gibraltar, the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not come against it. Prevail against it. Gates are stationary. They're not moving. It's time for us to rush the gates. Rush them. Be the aggressor. I love this. The best defense against the devil is to be so God-centered that we give no place to Satan. Wow. That's a very powerful image right there. Here's some scriptures you can stand on. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Deuteronomy 28:7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, but they shall flee thee seven ways. Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falls seven times, meaning complete fall, complete disaster. Seven times in the Bible means complete, a complete fall. How many's ever fallen? Don't raise your hand. You've fallen a complete fall. More you didn't think you'd ever get back up. You tried to take a knee. Y'all heard me tell this story so many times, some of y'all. I remember I was one of the football coaches in D.C. when D.C. was playing football. And D.C. was busting through the offensive line constantly. And so I heard it. I was one of the coaches. I heard it. They said, we got to stop him. And so one of the coaches said, I need all my guys, especially you two guys here, I want you to double team D.C. Ring his bell, clean his clock. He keeps getting by. We can't stand this. Get him. Of course, we wanted him to do that. We were playing the game, but that's our people. And so I watched him hit D.C. Two of the biggest, baddest players hit D.C. They cleaned his clock. Now, the daddy in me wanted to go pick him up and hold him. He was laying on his back. He was trying to catch his breath. And he was going, I said, get up, D.C. I said, get up, D.C. He said, I'm trying. I said, get up, son. He got up, and he took a knee, and he bent down. My heart was breaking. And I saw tears falling out of his helmet. And I knew that if I coddled him, cuddled him right now, that would not be good, because in a real game, when that happened, I couldn't run out on the field and do that. No, that, but this kid had the stamina to get back up. And so I leaned down and said, "Son, I hated it." I said, "Son, wipe those tears out of your eyes. Take a deep breath and show them what you're made out of." And he stood up. He's still trying to catch it. I'm praying for him. I'm saying, "God, I want to hug him so bad, but I can't. I want to be a dad, not a coach, but I need to be a coach right now." And I watched, and those two guys went to double team him again. And this time, he took both of them down and got the quarterback. That would not have happened if I hadn't allowed him to grow. See, we went here. You've had your wind knocked out. You've been hit hard. Hardly breathe. You wonder where God's at. Why isn't God helping me? Why isn't God watching? He's watching. Why is he reaching out to pick me up? Because he knows what's best. When you become his soldier, the just man falls 7 times, but he rises up again. But the wicked shall fall in the mischief. DC, come on up here and play something, son. This week's assignment's going to be a little different. This whole message has been different. It's preparing us for what's coming next week, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after. This week's assignment this week, when you're going through whatever, when you're going through hell, Churchill said, when you're going through hell, keep moving. Remember this, God never wastes his words. Nothing he says, nothing he does is a waste. Any promise he's ever give you, you can depend on. Now remember that God never wastes his words. He only speaks words that he means. Words that produce life. Words that produce results. Let's look at this next scripture up. And mark it in your Bible. Let this be your scripture for the week. Said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not make it good? God is faithful to keep his word. I want you to remember this all week. Keep this as your scripture. And know that Satan, Lord Lycan, is waiting to dethrone you, to disable you, to disarm you, to debase you and put you under that table and let you eat when he says you can eat. Put you under that table and let you feast when he says you can feast. And finally, God has enabled us to get out from under this table with his truth and with his power to fulfill. I got to say that again. God has enabled us. If you're under that table today, he's given you the power, the truth, and the power to get up from under that table and fight like a Christian. If you're not under that table, he's given you the power to keep you from going under that table. If you're like most people, you may find yourself on both ends of that spectrum sometimes. Here's the final thing. stand on His word.
Just do it.
Get His word. Stand on it. If you're under the table, come out. If you're not under the table, don't go under there. Don't let Him dethrone, debase, disable, disarm you. None of that. Let's start 2024 very strong. Make your mind up. This year's different. Ever since I've been preaching, I've always said this is going to be the year the Lord comes back. But I promise you, I've never felt like I feel now. This really, really, really could happen. With all we see going around, could happen today. I honestly be surprised if there's a 2025 here for the Christian. I believe we're going to have 2025 in heaven. So today, when everybody stand up,
safe and brings back at the next time. This and all things, all of death to your son's name. And to this this, I say amen.